Right. I've got Michael Radford from Soda Swap on the line. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jane?
Good, thanks. What can you tell me? What's happened overnight?
Oh, so over the last three nights, our factory and the factory next door to us in the Forestvale industrial area, we've been hit three nights in a row with break-ins. And just on the third night, we decided we'd get ready for them, not thinking that they would they'd come back again a third time.
Mm.
So this time where the alarms went off and the security rang us and said all the alarms going off. We checked on the cameras and they're still running around inside our building. And the guys had broken in over the weekend and stole keys to all the customer cars and the courtesy cars and stolen some cars and rammed all our gates and everything. So this time I rang the neighbour at Repco and he's headed down there. And then as he's pulling into the street, they're just leaving in his courtesy car, one of his customer cars and their own car.
So these thieves have broken into the Repco at Forestdale,
yep.
Stolen keys over successive nights. That's the allegation, allegedly.
Yep.
And the owner of the Repco, the franchisee, after you calling him, has turned up to see his own courtesy car and customers' cars driving along.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And then he's proceeded to follow them, and they've taken off, and he's just kept following while we're waiting for the police to arrive. And then he's come around the corner, and they're swerving around him, and he's ended up having a collision with them. And then now one of them's in custody, and now Dave's also in custody as well.
Okay. Had you reported this to police previously, that there'd been break-ins in these factories in Forestdale?
Yeah, forensics came on Saturday morning. Oh, no, Sunday morning. And then when they came back again the next night, and they smashed all the windows on the Soda Swap vehicles to try and get batteries to steal more cars. And forensics is to come again yesterday. And then last night they hit all the factories again, and this time they were stealing all the soda cylinders. So, and then it's just lucky that Dave was closer than I was. He was supposed to sleep the night there, but he ended up going home thinking that these crims wouldn't come a third night in a row.
So roughly what time did this unfold, Michael? Roughly what time did security alert you guys that there was another break-in?
4:11 this morning, but the other nights they were at 1 a.m. They came the first two nights, and they come back at 4:11 this morning.
And at least some people are in custody now as we speak, and the police are still at the scene. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep. Forensics is going through it now. And so they've asked us to walk through the factory. We got some video footage of them. But we got one of them. That's the main thing. We got one. Hopefully he'll give us who the other two are.
So three nights in a row.
Yeah, well, we stopped in at 7-Eleven that's on the corner, and the owner there, we showed him a photo, and he said, oh, they were just in here getting coffees only a few hours earlier. So not too bright, these three.
Okay, so there's three of them. One is in custody, and the man who gave chase is, well, the man who followed them, sorry, to be correct, is also in custody at the moment.
Yeah, the police have grabbed him because obviously there was a collision and that was how we apprehended him. But, the police have arrested him as well. And they've taken his car away. So it's a bit of a shame how it's rolled out this morning. So let's just hope that the police do the right thing. And, you know, he's just protecting his property.
So, Michael, the man you know gave followed these vehicles. And then what happened?
That he was following them through Southern River, and they were driving erratically. Obviously, they've turned in front of him, and there's been a collision.
Mm-hmm.
And now both parties are in custody.
Okay, and whereabouts in Southern River did this collision occur?
Near the Brooklyn Tavern in on the corner of Wharton Road.
And roughly what time did that happen this morning?
That would have been at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay, so people in that area probably would have heard a disturbance too.
Yeah. There was plenty of houses around.
What an extraordinary that you were able to track these people down and follow them, and that they're in custody. Michael, I know that you have to get to the police. Thank you for joining me this morning on 882 6PR.
Thanks, Jane. You have a great day.
You too. What an extraordinary story. If you know more, 9221 882.